Jimmy Quinlan joins us again. Jimmy, it just seems that this team consistently finds ways to win. Reese Dutch, a 50-point scorer, virtually invisible. You have to be pretty happy with how your defense really kind of limited him in that first half of the game.
Yeah, I mean, we're finding ways to win, and then, you know, sometimes they're not pretty, but we'll definitely take them. And, yeah, enough can't be said about our, you know, the job we did defensively on Reese Dutch there, especially in the first half. You know, Coach Keenan and myself and Jeff McComb kind of came up with a bit of a strategy that we haven't really implemented before, you know, against him, and it seemed to work. But, you know, credit them in the second half. They made some adjustments, and they got some different matchups, and, you know, he was able to exploit those and get a couple goals. But all in all, you know, that's a team that goes as he goes, and we were able to limit him and, you know, thus able to get the win.
Jimmy, you touched on finding ways to win. Now, you've been on both sides of this coin now as a player and a coach. Too many times in the past, I would think for your liking and the team's liking and the fans' liking, this team, one way or another, seems to have found a way to lose in the past, at least at critical times when you needed a win. What's different with this group of players and coaches now where you're finding ways to get it done somehow, even if it's not pretty?
Well, I think it starts, I mean, we had some good success early in the season, and obviously, you know, with that success, guys start to buy in a little bit more and believe in one another. But, you know, I think the nice thing about our team is exactly that. We've had different guys step up at different times. We're not always relying on the same stick to score goals. And, you know, with any team having success, it starts in their net, and Aaron Bold's been fantastic for us. So, you know, we truly believe, and you can tell on the bench that, you know, it doesn't matter really what way the game's going, that, you know, if we just kind of get our legs underneath us and get organized and start executing the game plan, that we're going to have some success. So, you know, I credit all those guys in the room who haven't deviated once, you know, this season from what it is we're trying to accomplish, and that's just to win the game. So, you know, I think all those things coupled together has allowed us to have the success we've had this year.
Assistant coach of the Rush, Jimmy Quinlan, joins us. Jimmy, maybe the first little adversity your team is facing, Lowen out now with a separated shoulder for a few weeks at least. And I know Mark Matthews is hobbling around. He had what did he tell me? It was like a front bruise on his leg. Said he'll be ready to go, but maybe not 100%. This is kind of maybe where you see your team and how you deal with things. I know you've had to do it in the course of the game with some injuries over time, but another test just to see how your team is mentally.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, we're afforded the luxury where we have, you know, a guy like Turner who can come in there and play good minutes for us. But I think, you know, what really allows us to have success is we've got some versatile guys at the back end. You wouldn't think it, but a guy like Jeff Cornwall is actually pretty good offensively, having played it at times in junior. And same with Chris Corbeil. So, you know, they're not the prettiest guys offensively, but again, they understand the concepts and what the team's trying to accomplish. So, you know, it's definitely going to be, you know, by committee where everyone's pulling together. And I think for us, you know, it's just going to give maybe a couple other guys an opportunity to step up. You know, we're expecting big things from Zach Rear, who's, you know, maybe not, you know, had success shooting the ball lately. And really, you know, one guy steps down, it's the next guy's up. And that's the kind of the model we're going with. And, you know, we'd love to have Riley Lowen out there this weekend. He hasn't been completely ruled out, but, you know, if he's not there, then we've got someone ready to take his spot.
Jimmy, one of the things that strikes me about this club, and I think you sort of touched on it in your own words, but talk about the depth. I mean, the spotlight is always on certain guys, and that's the nature of the game, no matter what game you play. Certain guys get the headlines, but it seems to me this group of players has more guys capable of stepping up that to that next level if given the opportunity.
Yeah, we do. We've got very good depth at the back end, and offensively, again, we go by committee. So it's not like we game plan around one player on our team. It's, you know, everyone's got to be doing their own individual job, you know, for the unit to have success. So, you know, I think that's, you know, at both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively, we play a system where, you know, if you lose a guy, you can slide a guy in and he understands what the role and expectations are, and then simply it's going out there and executing it. So, you know, I think a lot of credit goes to, you know, to Derek Keenan for putting our players in positions to have success, and then, you know, credit to the players for going out there and achieving that success.
Jimmy, Calgary's always a good rivalry game for your team. You know, they're coming off a tough overtime loss to Colorado, and they probably still have their sights potentially maybe on trying to catch you guys and finish first. You really gave it to them early on this year, something that, you know, you guys hadn't done outside of the playoffs, of course, in the regular season. How big of a win was that for your team to manhandle them in the regular season?
Well, I think it was big because obviously they're, you know, they showed last weekend in their game where they came out and had lots of success in the first quarter, and then, you know, they struggled kind of for probably two quarters, and then, you know, down 9-6 with 3 minutes to go, they got it to overtime. So, you know, for us to beat them 15-8, I think more than anything, it said that, you know, if we stick to the game plan and we don't give them an inch to breathe, you know, we can have success. And I think that's really got to be our mindset, is we can't take any shifts off because of how explosive they are offensively. And then, you know, they've got that X factor with Jeff Snyder in the circle that allows them to go on runs. So he wins the majority of the faceoffs, allowing them possession right after they score. So we're going to have to be full value, and we're just not going to have to give anything up for free. And I think that's what we did in the first game. You know, we made them earn it, and then because of that, we were able to get some easy looks and finish them. So, you know, our game plan's going to change a little bit, but for the most part, it's just, you know, to go out there and make sure that they earn everything they get. And, you know, we've been lucky, you know, in the games where maybe we've taken some shifts off, they haven't ended up in our net because of Aaron Bold. So it's going to take an entire group, and we definitely look forward to the challenge because how skilled that team is.
Now, Jimmy, when you win big like that, it's tempting to maybe look back too much and say, well, this worked, that worked, maybe we can do the same thing. It will be a different game. I'm certain it'll be a different Calgary team. Do you just take that win, keep the points, and not look back, but look ahead and take this, the old one game at a time bit at this point?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously that was, you know, a long time ago early in the season, and they had been struggling at that point. So up until they had lost there on Saturday evening, they had won four in a row, and they had won those games, you know, putting up close to 20 goals per game. So they definitely have an offense that's kind of found their rhythm and found their groove. I think Saturday was a bit of an off night for them. You know, if you look statistically, they didn't get any power plays, which is a big reason to their success. They're number one in the league with their power play at, you know, over 60%. So for us, you know, we'll take those 2 points we got early in the season, but if we think it's going to, you know, be an easy game on Saturday, we're going to end up on the wrong score to the wrong side of the scoreboard. So we got to make sure that, you know, we're staying out of the box, playing 5-on-5, and not letting them go on their runs.
Derek Keenan was joking that he didn't say much during the TV timeouts the last home game. Jimmy, what about you? Were you focused on the game?
Well, you know what? I think in the first one there, I decided I'd have a great, great comment to say. And when I looked down at the players and I saw all the back of their helmets, I said, I'm going to save this one for the next time out. So to say I was saying a lot to those guys at that time was probably, you know, just catch your breath and basically giving them which group was going out. And then I just allowed them to enjoy the show.
And when you look at matchup, we're, of course, talking about the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. When you're looking at matchups, who do you want to put on Sean Evans this weekend?
Well, I think there's a few guys, but I think the last time we played him, Chris Corbeil did a very good job defending him. You know, him probably we want a left-handed shot, John Lintz. The only other thing we may do is we may slide over a guy like Ryan Dilks or Nick Billick, maybe a smaller guy who's, you know, a little bit more athletic with good feet that can kind of match Sean Evans because that's where he really seems to get his looks is by moving his feet and creating different things. So whoever's over there, we're going to have to ensure that we eliminate his time and space and don't allow him any second opportunities because he's the classic opportunist who, you know, you relax for 1 second and next thing you know, his hands are in the air and you're lining up at center. So those will probably be the guys we'll be looking to put on him.
Well, Jimmy, best of luck looking to extend the winning streak to double digits this weekend in Calgary.
Thanks, Jason, and hopefully our Dolphins and Patriots get signing some players because the Broncos are starting to get ridiculous.
Well, hey, the Dolphins actually, you know, they signed a pretty good D lineman in Mitchell the other day. They've kept in Grimes at the secondary position, got an old lineman out of KC. They're doing all right, and they also got rid of the distraction in the locker room to the 49ers in Martin. So we'll see if the Dolphins do anything much better. But until they get a receiver, I'm not sure it's going to matter because I'm not sold that they have a, you know, at least even one top-tier receiver at this point. The draft is deep. They better draft one.
Well, there you go. Now I know your wishes.
Yes. go wide receiver, which means they're likely going to draft another kick returner. Great.
Maybe a kicker.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not that. Thankfully, Danny Machoch is not running their draft, so that won't happen.
I was waiting for that one. All right, you have a good day.
Hey, well, you guys are probably going to go after Revis in New England, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because we let the other guy walk. So.
Yeah, which is kind of strange. I didn't understand that decision. But New England doesn't like to pay anybody big money except Tom Brady, it seems, right?
That's, yeah, I hear you there. So they can pay me big money, and I'll do anything for them.
Well, you'll fill up the water bottles for sure. Good luck Friday night in Calgary.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.